You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are talking pre-Christmas gift planning with Akash Sablok and with Lindsay Smith. And Lindsay, you had a special request. You want to talk about the lady in Walmart that pepper sprayed people in line?
Yeah, so down in L.A., apparently, I don't know if it was Black Friday.
It was Black Friday.
And apparently it gets pretty crazy down there with the people shopping for Christmas. And she decided that instead of pushing people out of the way, she would pull out
pepper spray
clear the area. And so there were some serious casualties, and she actually made it out of the store. They didn't catch her.
And a whole bunch of people came in behind her, like following an ambulance, you know, that's clearing traffic, and they got, I think it was for Xboxes or something. It was some sort of console game that she was doing. Yeah, it was disturbing. It was disturbing.
That's crazy.
People do anything for deal.
Pepper spray, like over tech gadgets. I mean, I go crazy over gadgets, but really.
Yeah.
I see the foresee the sale of pepper spray is going to spike in mid-November next year.
You're going to have to bring those goggles, you know, like onion goggles you use that when you're or a scuba diving mask.
Well, the danger is now they're going to be frisking people before they have to before they go into Walmart and other tech.
Well, I hope it doesn't escalate past pepper spray next year.
No kidding. Scary thought.
Okay, I'm holding in my hands, Akash, a set of headphones, which I don't know why, but I have a feeling they're expensive.
They definitely are. This is the Sennheiser PXC310BT.
I love how they give these long labels to them.
Oh, I know.
Well, they fit it on the little bezel here, too. PXC310BT.
Microprinting. So what these devices, it's a wireless Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
Works with basically any Bluetooth phone.
Yeah.
But the beauty of these guys, of course, is their noise canceling.
They are noise canceling. So we should talk about, let's talk about that technology a little bit, because we haven't talked about headsets for a long time on the show. So let's cover off a little bit. And you're quite an audiophile, aren't you? Lindsay, you've got a couple of sets of headphones.
I have a couple of sets. I have a couple of Sony sets, and I've got one that's in the same price range, around $299. They're noise canceling ones. They're awesome. They're not Bluetooth, though. I do like the fact that these have Bluetooth.
Okay, so there's a couple of types of headsets that you get. One of them is, the in-ear, in-canal, which kind of block off their noise suppression, because they block off extraneous sound into your cavity, but a lot of people don't find those super comfortable, you know, sticking an earpiece in your ear. So these ones go over the ear. They're very small over the ear.
Yes.
But when they have noise canceling technology, do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to fill
it? Well, you know, I mean, I can start off and then you can elaborate on it. Basically what it does is it's got a built-in microphone, and in this case it's the same microphone that it uses for the Bluetooth. It listens to the ambient noise. And it cancels those frequencies out on the frequencies that you're hearing inside, essentially killing all the exterior noise.
With white noise. So when you actually turn them on, you can actually hear the noise being suppressed. Yeah. I use these on airplanes a fair bit, and they do make a difference. They don't completely cut out all of the outside sound, but they do definitely bring it down. And it does have to have a microphone built in. So you can use these as your headset for your phone.
Exactly. So if you
look ridiculous walking around talking with these things on.
Yes, true.
Just do a little wiggle so it looks like you're dancing, listening to music.
Well,
but really,
here's my question too, though, is with the...
Hope he's listening to music.
I guess that I shouldn't worry too much about the fact that the microphone is that far away from your ear, because typically it's right by the jawbone.
Exactly.
Anyways.
A Bluetooth
earpiece.
So it's
just you just don't have this app or this armature sticking out. Anymore.
Yeah. So are these not actually for listening, for streaming music? That's only for connecting to your cell phone?
Oh, no. I mean, they're designed to stream music from your device.
Oh, they are.
So
okay.
your iPad, you could watch a movie with these, and that's what I use them for. But you could also, if you're using your iPhone and a phone call comes in between, it'll pause the music and automatically you can take the phone call.
Great.
And you should pay attention, because not all cell phones are created equal when it comes to the version of... When it comes to the version of Bluetooth, because you need the stereo version of Bluetooth, which in order for these to work as a stereo headset, correct?
AC3P.
So at any rate, if you are going to be getting these, which I think is a great idea, if you have somebody with a new iPhone 5 or one of the new versions of the Android phones, you're going to be fine as far as listening to stereo music. But if you've got an older phone, say if you have an iPhone 3, I don't think the iPhone 3 supports that level of Bluetooth. So make sure that the recipient is going to be able to use it. Now, can these things also, I guess there's even home stereo theaters, tuners and stuff that are starting to send out Bluetooth.
Oh, a lot of phone systems, home phone systems now use Bluetooth as well.
Yeah.
So you could walk around the house and not actually hold a handset.
And so these are sweet. So, and how much are they?
They're $300. Now, you know, Steve, one thing is if you don't have Bluetooth also, you can use the wire that comes along with it as well.
No, you don't want to. Don't be mentioning the wire. Man.
That's, and they pack that's up so into a April 2011, right?
They pack up into a very small package. Compact. So they have a nice bag that you come with. I would hope so at $300. Yep. So you can take them on the airplane, and then you'd be the guy with the most expensive headset on the airplane. It's not always the big guys.
Nope. Man, it's the coolest looking one, too.
They're pretty cool looking.
Now,
but, you know.
Do these ones actually have the three different levels, too? Like, I know the Sony noise-canceling headphones, their higher-end ones, have three different... sections that you can, there are three different noise types or modes that you can switch to. So for example, you'd be in a different mode if you were traveling on an airplane as opposed to being on a bus or train as opposed to being in the office.
It has one mode. It's on or off.
Okay.
So it's either noise canceling or off. And you could also have noise canceling turned off and still be listening to them just as regular headsets.
Yes.
There we go. So that's a good one. And anybody listening for Steve, he wouldn't hate getting a pair of these.
Yeah.
You're expensive.
Just enough room under the tree for it, right?
I have quality taste. It comes from years of being given crap by all of the companies. Because when they send us the stuff, if it's crap, they say, just keep it. And if it's good stuff like this, they want it back, don't they?
Definitely.
It's sad.
Definitely. It's going back.
Okay, what's next?
All right, so Samsung just introduced a mini SLR camera. So this is their NX200. In fact, I just got the device today. Now, the beauty of this thing is it's 20.3 megapixel. And I know everybody's out for this numbers thing about megapixel, but it's how the sensor on this uses that megapixel. It's got a fantastic processor, extremely fast, full HD video recording, and of course the interchangeable lenses.
Now, those are special lenses unique to that particular camera, of course.
Yes, yeah.
They're smaller than...
It's almost like a four-thirds camera.
That's what they're calling it. So 20 megapixels. You know, I'm going to... Just this past week, I started taking old TV shows that we produced of Dotto's Data Cafe back in the day and digitizing them. And I'm calling them Dotto Tech Retrospectives as opposed to retrospective. But it was funny because as I was previewing a couple of these as I was digitizing, because I digitized a whole bunch, I did a thing on cameras. It was in 2005, and I was showing an assortment of cameras from our good friends at HP, who don't make cameras anymore, of course. And I said, each one of these cameras, an amazing 2-megapixel resolution.
1/4 of what my iPhone has,
But 1/10 of what this, what the Samsung. Now, Samsung isn't known as a camera manufacturer. This isn't going to be for the pro. This is for the avid amateur type thing.
Well, this is the amateur consumer that wants to go one level higher than a point and shoot.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the quality. And, you know, sometimes it's a camera that helps you take the pictures that you want to take.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the automatic setting. It's the ease of the camera, the screen, the menus, how easy it is to get to what you want to do. And the beauty of digital cameras, which you've never had before with the regular film, is take 1,000 pictures. And, you know, learn with 999 of them and take that one beauty shot that you want to do.
Now, are you taking pictures of me,
Steve? I just took a picture.
I got to pose.
Strike a pose. Come on.
Just kidding. Have they gone to, I know, like, I just demoed the MV800 Samsung, which is not, obviously, it's not a small SLR. It's more like reminds me of the flip camera. It's got a big screen that flips up.
Yeah, it's got the articulating screen on it.
Yes. So they've moved to more of an app interface with it or user face, so you can actually select the different apps. Now, does this have the same kind of interface?
Touchscreen. Yes. And I think what it is because of the iPad, the iPhone, and we're getting used to that touchscreen interface, and everybody's very used to or comfortable with moving through the app screens and pushing buttons pushing the screen itself instead of looking for little tiny buttons.
I think, too, the apps are getting more sophisticated. Like, I know on this one, there's a portrait app where it actually has an outline of a sketch that you can line up around you, so it'll show you how to take the best angle photo of yourself.
Yep. Follow the 2/3 rule on a thing.
This has got some interesting features. I looked through it. So basically, these are all assistants, visual assistants, so that you can take a better picture. Now, I'm saying this is doing facial recognition as I'm going along. I'm just pointing at you guys, and I haven't done anything as far as setting up the automatic features, but it's identifying your faces and saying yes for Lindsay and no for Akash.
There you go. It's my hair.
It's got all of those features. What is this one retailing for?
This one's a little pricey. It's $899,
and it comes with one lens. It comes with this lens, which is 18-55.
And it comes with a small flash as well.
And a small flash. But I bet you the video quality is outstanding. Well, just looking at the lens.
It's HD, 1080p.
And so this is where people are going to start to really, you know, using these cameras for video. And this is an interesting size because it's about the size of your iPhone. You know, it's, other than the lens itself, it's a very compact and small body, and it feels really solid. It's a full metal body.
Yes, full metal body, nice and compact. And with now using the touch screen, you don't have so many buttons on the top. You still have the rotating dials.
It's got a touch screen. I was rotating through the dials. I was so used to it because it's got a dial in the back. But it's got a touch screen, so you can just quickly switch to okay.
Now, how do you guys feel about cameras having 3D in them? Because I know, again, the other Samsung, the MV800, has the ability to take 3D photos. And I get so excited about it because I just think it's so cool to be able to put your photos up on your home television. Yeah. If it's got 3D, with all the smart TVs coming out now, be able to, like, see your family in 3D for your family photos. But so many people are like, oh, I don't know about that. That just seems weird.
You know, it's coming. It's coming. Like, I love 3D TVs, but to a point.
Right.
It's not ready for prime.
And that's exactly it. I mean, you get rid of the glasses, I'm there 100%.
Yeah, well, if you're going to buy a TV, buy a 3D TV, because they're the best TV. It's the best bang for your buck, but don't expect the 3D to be a big part of your life. That's where I sit. And with camera, same thing right at this point.
That's it's an accessory.
I hear you. I think, do you want to take a break, Art? I'm just looking. He's saying, he's nodding his head. Yes, I could take a picture of you doing that if I want. We're going to take a quick break. We got lots more product to look at with Akash and Lindsay. I'm Steve Dotto, and this is Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.